WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Director Taylor Hackford hit it big in 1982 with his second feature, An Officer and a Gentleman. Since then, he's made the movies Against All Odds, White Knights, and Everybody's All-American. But he hasn't managed to come up with a big hit. His latest film is an epic about two decades of Chicano life in East L.A. Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review of Bound by Honor.
Was it only a year ago that Edward James Olmos released American Me, his epic about Chicano gangs and prison and how life on the streets connects with life behind bars? That movie was wildly heavy-handed, but Bound by Honor makes it look like restoration comedy. This picture never talks when it can scream, and it screams and screams for 3 full hours. What Hackford and his battery of screenwriters were probably trying to do was make a kind of opera without a score, along the lines of Luchino Visconti's great film Rocco and His Brothers. In fact, Bound by Honor is about three young guys who have grown up as brothers in East L.A. Cruz is the artistic one. His half-brother Paco is the volatile tough guy. And their cousin Miklo is the movie's real protagonist. He's a blue-eyed blonde with a white father and a Chicana mother, but he owes his deepest loyalty to the barrio. The movie discovers these three in 1972. We watch them get embroiled in neighborhood gang battles that swing out of control until Cruz is crippled, Paco's forced to join the Marines to avoid jail, and blonde Miklo winds up at San Quentin doing hard time. There he finds three gangs of inmates vying for power, the white Aryan Vanguard, the black guerrilla army, and the Chicano group known as La Onda. Miklo wants to be a part of La Onda, but the gang's leader won't have him. Not, that is, until Miklo makes this big, windy speech.
All my life I've been kept out. You know what that feels like? Knowing you're a Chicano and no one accepts you because your skin came out white? My mom's as brown as you are. And my white dad tried to beat every ounce of her out of me. But you know what? He couldn't do it. Chicano's not a color. It's the way you think and the way you live. And if you're willing to give up your life for carnal.
Big, windy speeches are a lot of what Bound by Honor is all about. Speeches about Chicano pride, about fighting for your people, about united we stand, divided we fall. The actors are almost all unknown, and you can see why. Out of a cast of lots and lots, the only performances that don't make you writhe are some of the ones by veteran character actors like Delroy Lindo and Tom Towles, playing scary-looking inmates. The scenes at San Quentin were actually shot there, and once you get used to the movie's hysteria, they're fairly gripping. The film's designers have supplied a panoply of spooky-looking tattoos. Every convict gets at least a dozen. And all the details, from the withered pork chops at lunch to the bad art on the cell walls, feel authentic. It's just the performances that don't. At the heart of both this movie and American Me is a fascinating message about the way gang life outside of prison is ruled by gang life within. But both films are so overblown and feverish that they deny the authenticity of their subject matter. Chicano gang life in Los Angeles is worthy of an epic, but an epic needs a great storyteller. I only hope that Bound by Honor hasn't finally obliterated the chances for some Chicano Francis Coppola to emerge and tell this tale the way it should be told once and for all.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.